Well, with that, let's go ahead and call this meeting of the Navajo Revitalization Fund Board meeting in order. I am Evan Curtis. I'm the board chair. It is September 15th at about 11:36. So thanks everyone for being here. Really appreciate seeing so many people out here and interested. To begin, let's go ahead and do introductions. And let's first start with our board member roll call. As I said, I'm Evan Curtis. I'm with the governor's office of planning and budget, chair of the board. And next, let's go to Patricia first, and then we'll come back to the room for the board. Patricia, we're just doing introductions.
She's muted.
Yes, good morning. My name is Patricia Blackhorn. I'm the chapter president from Nautis On and also the Utah Navajo Utah Commission. I'm on the chair. And I just want to say good morning and thanks for giving me the floor. I'm Navajo and my clan is the Edgewater, and I'm related to salt and bitter water. And then my paternal clan is Toditch-Aitney, and that's salt. And then my maternal clan is going to be mini goats. And that's all. That's all. Thank you.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, Patricia. We appreciate having you. And it looks like Commissioner Harvey has joined as well. I don't know if his audio is up yet. But Jamie, if you can hear us, do you want to just introduce yourself?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good. Hope you guys can hear me okay. Just hello, everyone. Sound County Commission.
All right. Great. Thanks so much for joining. Appreciate it. All right. We'll come back to the room for our other two board members. Sylvia, we'll go to you first.
Okay. I'm Sylvia Stubbs. I'm with the San Juan County, and I'm one of the commissioners, and I represent the west side of the reservation.
Good afternoon. My name is Martha Sackler. I'm the chapter appointed president for next.
Right. Wonderful. So that's our board. With that, we'll go ahead to the other two who are attending. Just keep going around the room.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kenny. I'm the assistant most chapter president.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. My name is Wilbur.
Good morning, I'm Stephanie Howley. I work for the Navajo Utah Commission.
I'm Marlo Oaks, and the state treasurer, hanging out after the UNTF meetings.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Good to see you,
Yeah,
I'm John Alkai. I'm with Utah Navajo Trust Fund.
Good afternoon. My name is
Chris Pfeiffer with the Utah Attorney General's Office Legal Counsel. It's nice to be with the Revitalization Fund in person. I'm not often with the person.
Mari Bergman, the finance manager for the Utah Navajo Trust Fund.
Good morning, Curtis Rockwood, Navajo Utah
Commission. Morning, Carver Black. I work for the State Department of Workforce Services, financial manager for the Navajo Revitalization Fund.
Paul Moberly. Manager of the Navajo Revitalization Fund.
Tony Desch, State Utah Navajo Trust Fund Administrator.
Great. Thanks. And let's go ahead and go online. I have a little bit of a hard time reading, so maybe Paul, if you can help me read it.
Yeah, Marilyn Hawley.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Blair Bitsini.
Okay.
Would you introduce yourself, Blair?
Excuse me, what was that?
Well, yeah, again, thanks everyone for being here. I really appreciate the interest. This is great. So let's move on to agenda item number 2, approval of the minutes. We have minutes from August 2nd, 2023. Are there any questions or comments about the minutes? Any board members?
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for August 2nd, 2023.
We have a motion to approve. Martha?
A second.
And a second. Is there any discussion to the motion? All right, with that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And then let's just do a roll call for those online. Patricia, were you an aye on the minutes?
In favor, thank you.
Okay. And Commissioner Harvey?
I'm in favor.
All right, thank you. All right, with that, we'll move on to agenda item number 3, fund report. Turn the time over to Paul.
Yeah, I can get the fund report. I also have a financial manager here. Oh, really exciting. Well, but I'll do it, but for the sake of tradition.
feel free to delegate.
So, NF chapter, currently, this is before the new allocations, which we're going to discuss later. NF chapter has $12,524. Denihotso has $42,014. Mexican water, $144,941. Navajo Mountain, $256,975. Volcheto, $676,171. Red Mesa, $193,125. Tisno's Post, 186, 153, and then nothing in the non-chapter right now, and we actually, the numbers on the agenda were a little bit off on the interest. We actually have 292,922. That's current as of today.
$292,922.
All right. Are there any questions about the chapter balances? All right. Well, with that, go ahead, Paul. Keep going with item 3B.
Okay. Allocation. We have $1,192,533.12 to allocate today. I do have my little calculator, if that would help.
Yeah, if you could just walk through the process a little bit as we're talking through this on how traditionally it's been allocated and what our action item needs to be for today. There we go.
Yeah, so there is a formula that allocates to each chapter, the new amount to each chapter, and that is there's a base rate and then in addition the population and the balance remaining. In order for us to fund some of the projects that are put forward today, we'll need to have some money in the non-chapter account if those projects that are on the agenda, if the board wants to fund those today, we'll need to have some amount allocated. And that allocation to the non-chapter has to come from somewhere in those, either in those chapter, from those chapter amounts, and we have different ways we could do that. We could do it all evenly from a specific chapter. There's just, I mean, the board has wide flexibility on where that can come. But we also have the interest rate, or sorry, the interest funds that are available, which can be allocated. Those can be allocated at any time, honestly. So it doesn't have to be allocated today. It can be. Again, the board has flexibility on when those are allocated. So I have a kind of a helpful spreadsheet. I've just used this honestly to run anything that's proposed so the board can see kind of how that affects everybody's allocations. I can go into this more, but this is just more of a tool. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe if you can just kind of go through what the allocations would be if we don't do any non-chapter funding, so we just know what the baseline is.
Perfect.
And then as Paul was mentioning, there are a couple of applications later on in the agenda that are asking for non-chapter funding. And so for board members, you may want to scan through some of those if that's helping the decision that we're going through allocation decisions right now.
So for the for everyone here and for the board members that are on the call, if you want me, I can read through these. Commissioner Harvey and Patricia, can you see, can you see the screen I'm sharing?
I cannot. It's kind of tiny, so you might have to read it out for us.
Okay. So right now, without any allocations or, any allocation to non-chapter or any interest allocated, the amounts to each chapter would be to Aneth, $362,199. Denny Hotso, $40,319. Mexican Water, $119,519. Navajo Mountain, $104,607. Oljedo, $289,848. Red Mesa, $208,439. And Tisnos Post, $67,603. And that's the new allocation, not including what's currently in the balances.
And then,
so that would be added to this figure something.
Yes. Yeah. If you do want to see that, that's actually over here on the right. That was covered by something. Okay. Let me.
just collapse it.
There we go. So if you can see that, it's a little, again, everything's kind of small, which is hard to right size. That helps. But that's what the pure allocation would be in addition to the current balances.
And then, Paul, what's the total of non-chapter requests we have before us today?
Yeah, so we have 400,000 in non-chapter. There was a specific request, let's go over later, for interest, 200,000 in interest. But either way, we have 400,000 total in non-chapter requests.
Okay. Are there any questions, discussion from the board for Paul's? Going through this.
Chair, yeah, I see that there's a non-chapter allocation for Red Mesa. What is that? When you go back this way on your screen. Right there, see? 240?
Sorry, that's not a non-chapter. Right? I just realized. That's just a normal request for this meeting. There's 240 in normal chapter funds.
Oh, okay.
The non-chapter, sorry, that line is up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what it's showing is Rick Mesa is asking for $240,000 right now.
Okay. Which, with the new funding, we'll be able to cover that.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't enough in the current balance, but the new funding, at least as it stands now.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go on to Commissioner Harvey.
So I understood that there is no current non-chapter project funds allocated, right? Zero?
Correct.
How much can we allocate from the reserve? I think there was an interest amount that was referenced.
Yeah, there's 292,921 in the interest.
If we allocated that amount, we'd still fall short on that chapter?
Yeah, from the total requests, yeah.
So for the current budget, we would need to make adjustments to the chapter to make up the whole amount needed for a non-chapter being asked for today?
Yeah. So if the full amount was allocated to non-chapter, let's see. My awesome math skills. You're way better now.
They'd still be off by $107,000.
Could we look at some options, perhaps? Maybe let's look at two options we can consider to make up the amount needed for the non-chapter projects requested?
Yeah, that'd be great. Did you have any a proposal of what option you wanted to look at, Commissioner? Commissioner, if you're on mute, if you're trying to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, can we at least look at two options, perhaps?
Sure. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We might be able to.
Yeah, and did you have any suggestions on options you wanted to look at?
I do not, but I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah. And Paul, you had mentioned a couple of options that the board could consider as you were preparing your. Do you want to just go over some of those? Just what's been done in the past?
Yeah. So, I mean, the board could choose to allocate from all chapters evenly, an even amount. The board could choose to do it by the formula. So some chapters have more than others based on the formula, so they could just allocate the amount remaining via that formula. You could select certain chapters who may be benefiting more from these non-chapter projects and allocate from their fund specifically to the non-chapter. You could do a mix of everything, really. There's nothing statutory telling us what we need to do on this.
So those are kind of, I heard three specific options. So kind of equal distribution, you could follow the formula, or you could kind of just pick and choose individually based on the projects. So it's kind of something like those are three options that are out there. Any other discussion from the board or suggestions we want to look at right now, and then we can maybe put some of those up so we can discuss those options. Oh, go ahead, Tony.
Just for your information, previous board meetings, you know, like going back as far as 15 years back, what they used to do was look at the non-chapter projects and see which one that they think they might fund. And let's say out of 400,000, they decide to fund just 300,000 worth, some other projects not ready or whatever the reason is. And then they would just then choose that 300,000 amount to put into that. And then later on, it would actually be entertained and approved later in the meeting, the same meeting.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do, but it's up to you guys what you want to do. But, and also, I have another separate comment that where it says 292,000 right there, where Paul put that non-chapter amount in. That amount would actually be 400,000 minus 292, so 107 or so that would be put into that problem, because the interest amount is a separate fund that is not included in that 1.1 initial starting amount. So you're actually working with 1.4 million if you add the interest.
Oh, okay, sure, that's helpful. Would it be helpful to the board? I think it would be helpful for me if maybe Paul could just maybe talk through some of the non-chapter projects just so everyone's aware of what is requested.
Yeah, sure. Actually, we can see this up there. There, I don't know how you want me to just kind of quickly go through the overview.
Yeah, overview of what they're requesting and what the project is.
All right.
There, and if there are any matching funds or anything else we ought to be aware of that might make them, that would just be helpful to our understanding.
Okay. So, in your packet, it's the items 5E through 5G. Now, 5E and 5F are actually the same project, but I divided them up because there was a specific request, on 5E for 200,000 in interest. And then 5F was specifically 100,000 in non-chapter, but anyway. So, they are Navajo Utah Commission for Utah Chapter House housing project. They're looking at doing one house per chapter, 7 houses total, matching it up with Olin Walker Housing Loan Fund funds. And again, they're asking for the total request is $300,000 for that, but $200,000 in non-chapter or in interest, and then $100,000 was the request for non-chapter. So $300,000 total there. And then the other one was also from Navajo Commission, which I'm sorry I misspelled, right? Messed up your title there on 5G, but it's for so the, it's $100,000 for to use as matching funds for a legislative ask for a whole lot more money. I don't have the exact, but it's like almost $3 million. Something, right? To do an environmental impact statement for a road between Oljedo and Navajo Mountain.
Essentially, really two separate requests.
Yeah.
And one would, it would benefit each chapter, essentially. And then, what is the match for the Olin Walker Housing Fund?
Oh, how much they're coming in for?
Yes.
$505,879.
It's on page 28. Yeah, in the package. Page 28. Any questions from the board on those projects that would be helpful?
Chair?
Go ahead.
I would think that 5E and 5F would benefit all the chapters, the 7 chapters. So I would recommend, because the $200,000 is requested from the interest, I would support that. I don't want to add this as a match, but it's not interesting. That's called this under non-chapter. So why can't we put that together? I'll be just going through. So it would be $400,000 that we're looking at for the non-chapter. I would support it. That way we don't cut down on the chapter's allocation. I'm sure the chapters have some proposed projects that they want to do.
So your suggestion is using the full interest allocation to help support some of these. Okay.
So they at that point, then with number 5, they're doing 7 homes. With 5F, it's just 7 also. So I have 14 homes.
Is that, no, there'll be 7
homes. There's still just 7 homes.
Yeah, 1 home per chapter.
Okay.
All right, any other questions on those projects?
I have a question about how the projects come to be. I mean, did we start in the chapters and then they come up here? Because I don't know if Patricia can hear me, but one of the things that I always feel like it'd be nice to invest is in the senior citizen parking lot in Navajo Mountain. I don't know if there's anything in the making for that, but if anybody that have been there, they're boulders, and it's just really hard to walk. And I imagine people would have to go with walkers and things like that. I don't know, so I would just be interested in figure out how we can someday put that into to one of the projects. I don't know what would you have to do to cover those boulders and then put gravel on top? But it's just something that if I brought up to my attention, but the county, there's nothing we can do in the county. Maybe what we could do is probably, I can talk to them about having some equipment that can come. I don't know, you know, and not for sure that we can do that, but if it's something we need, just that well, we can come and use our equipment or whatever. But I don't know. Can you hear me, Patricia?
Can you hear me? I heard partial of it. It's really hard to understand trying to listen on the phone. I'm also going to be in a meeting here in a little bit for that, the road between Ojeto and Navajo Mountain. So I'm in Monnet Valley, and it's kind of hard to hear you. But you asking me if we could set up a meeting for something?
Just before, I got a message that the meeting for the Ojeto road was canceled, so maybe you better check that one. Also, I was just talking about the parking lot of the senior citizen place. Did you guys have anything in the making for that, or?
Yes, Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
This is Patricia.
Yeah.
We have not done a resolution for that yet. But we can do a resolution for the next planning meeting, and then we can start from there.
Okay. You have a comment?
I have some background information on that. There was $150,000 that was approved for the parking lot for the Navajo Mountain Senior Citizen Center back in, I'm guessing, 2011,
uh-huh.
And the county was supposed to be the one to actually bring in fill and then put in a blacktop parking lot. It's kind of a low spot that goes like this, so there's a lot of dirt that needs to be brought in to level it up and then put blacktop on top and then the road on top of it. The county, 5 years later or so, the county said they couldn't do it. The roads didn't permit. And I don't know what the reasons were, but the funding is still there.
So who's controlling the funding?
It's assigned. It's NRF approved.
Okay, so the funds are there?
Yeah, and it's still sitting there. It's been extended several times. It expired, but I mean, it was about to expire, and it was extended two times, I think, now.
So what we need to do, I need to set up a meeting with Mac and trying to see if we can go back and see.
Yeah.
I know that when they did the road, paved the road to Navajo Mountain, somebody that was in that project said we could have been easy just to go a little bit because it was just right there. They had equipment. They had everything.
Yeah.
So
that was actually going to happen, but the Senior Citizen Center themselves basically said we might actually relocate to a different place and build a whole new, and that's why they didn't do that.
Okay.
What she's talking about is there was a road project that went through there and rebuilt the road, and while they were there, the chapter requested the side work by the chapter house. The chapter house parking lot was paved, and they were going to do that, but the Cedar Citizen Center themselves said that we might build a whole new center, and so they didn't do that because of that.
You know, it's very sad to go and see the broken windows, and I mean, that's the first thing when I was there that they asked me, can you do anything to make us have a better place? And so I'm glad that there's some funds there, and then we can initiate a conversation where we can.
Yeah.
And maybe to Patricia, maybe we can allocate a little bit extra just to paint the place or put new windows or something. So
that's $150,000 is probably not enough now. Back then it was the right amount, but now it's not the right amount. But there is that 150,000 that sits sitting there basically still.
That's where it is itself.
So what we have to do, get a new bid? Is there anything we can work with your organization? Is there a match that we could do?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, so maybe we need to have a separate meeting with the county and you. Sounds good?
Yeah, thank you. Good discussion. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad we threw that out. There's the money out there already.
So there's 150,000.
Oh, wow.
Great harvest from the.
Good to know. All right. Oh, this is great. I really appreciate the discussion. So what I'm kind of hearing is it seems like the board is leaning toward wanting to do something with using the interest. So maybe, Paul, could we look at an option with an equal allocation and then one with using the formula for the rest of the remaining amount and just see how the board feels about those two options?
Sure.
Go ahead, Tony.
I have another comment, too, on the last funding project for the Ojedo to Nelk Mountain Road. There was $400,000 approved also by InterF in 2012, and that was paid to Jones and DeMille, and they did a preliminary engineering studies that, you know, but I don't know if the environmental impact statements, EIS, there's different levels of environmental clearances, and the EIS is the highest level, and they took a long time, a lot of money, usually, depending on what's there. And so, but anyway, that's the next phase they're moving to, and I guess they had figured on the two routes. One was more of a direct route. The other route was basically touching Lake Powell to the north. And that was a little more expensive to do it that way, but then it would encourage tourism to go where the road will go right next to the Lake Powell. So there was two routes that were figured out back then by Jones and DeMille. They have all the plans for that. So just additional information on that.
I appreciate that. That money was already spent though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Just want
to
make sure.
And that was allocated to the San Juan County. The county administered that.
So this would just be for that next phase.
So now they chose to eliminate the choice of going to Lake Powell and just going to go the other road. Is that what they're trying to do, or are they still both options?
As far as I know, they're still options.
Both on the table.
Yeah.
That's nice to know, because you may be able to get some funds from different organizations if you go to tourism and things like that. They're just doing, because that's going to be an expensive road, so.
Yeah. All right, Paul, do you have those two options worked out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
One thing the board may want to consider, has this Olean Walker grant been applied for, or has it been received? So they want the matching funds, $300,000 from NRF, and then $506,000 about from Olean Walker. So they're going to combine those funds to match. Something you may want to consider, if those funds haven't been approved, will this project fall through without the $500,000 Olean Walker? And would you want to allocate these funds with or without the Olean Walker approval? So I don't know where this stands with Olean Walker. It's just a potential consideration.
There's Rob up here and left there. Can answer.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering if we're getting an opportunity to talk about our request, but I guess thank you for your time. In regard to the question from you, the Olean Walker Housing Project is we have an application that we submitted in August, and the board, Olean Walker Housing Loan Fund Board, is scheduled to meet, I think it was October 19th, And we're, as indicated, requesting $505,000. And the entire amount is dedicated to procurement of building materials and construction supplies. And we're able to get cost estimates from one of our the vendors in our region, and that's about how much it comes up to. And what we're asking for is funds to provide construction labor. We've done this arrangement before. This is not our first effort. We've done it three times in the past with the NRF funds, providing funds for labor, and Olean Walker Board providing funds for building materials. And as someone indicated as well, these homes are for all of our, one for each of our seven, each of our chapters that NRF and the Trust Fund serves. And it's going to help with our request on October 19th. We have matching funds. In the past, that's, we usually had the NRF funds approved first before submitting our application to Olean Walker House Loan Fund Program. But this year, it the way the funds became available, it turns out that we had to apply if we were going to be considered at the next board meeting. So that's what we're doing. And the we have to comply with federal guidelines as far as selecting the grant recipients, and they are the income the grants are reserved for extremely low income families, so we know that we're going to be serving needy families. And
Patricia. I'm still online. If you guys, I can't even hear you guys, but I'm still online.
Hey, Patricia, this is Commissioner Harvey. I don't know if you can hear me. I lost audio and video, too, so I'm hoping they can come back online.
Yeah, I can hear you.
How does she? It's not she gets to order yonder. How does she get to order yonder?
Good afternoon, Jamie. Do we have to reconnect and or disconnect and reconnect? This is Blair, a bit funny.
I've been on all this time. I think they're having audio and video technical difficulties at the conference. So I just texted them, so I'm sure they're working on it.
An idiot, he wrote in the chat that they were having technical difficulties because he said they're going to try to restart the whole thing.
Oh, they seem to have their kid. Yeah, I'm just going to wait maybe another 5 minutes and then I'm going to try and redial in after that. So.
Hello, Shane, I'll probably do the same. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Harvey. I'm gonna sit up at the next
Patricia, I'm going to hop off and I'm going to dial back in. I don't know if that's going to help, but I'm leaving it.
Okay. Okay, Herman. I mean, Farley. I heard you. I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to log off and go back on.
Hey, sorry. Commissioners.
Awful.
I don't know if that I can hear you, but it's echoing.
No. It's still going through the speakers. I don't know how to stop the speaker.
There we go. Sorry, everybody. We're still trying to troubleshoot.
Okay.
Can people hear me? Anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Bet you it's this microphone thing now. I sound. Hey. Hey, can anybody hear me?
Hi, this is
Mr. Harvey. I can hear you.
That's great, though. Hey, you can hear me. All right. The problem is that you probably won't be able to hear much of anybody else.
Maybe your laptop holder.
I kind of need my laptop. I can sit in the middle.
Yeah, let's just move this up here to the moon.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yes, yeah, good one. Cozy. Get real cozy with your paper. Oh, seems cool.
All right.
All right, can you hear me?
We lost all of our participants.
Oh.
Let's see, try to get them back on here. Well, we still have a quorum because Commissioner Harvey's on. Patricia. Oh, that might be Patricia. No, it's not. That's going to be Marilyn. Okay, Commissioner Harvey, can you, unmute and say something so we can.
Yes, can you hear me okay now? Testing. Hello?
Yeah, see, I don't hear anything.
Okay. I'm talking to you. But I can text if you need me to.
Yeah, he's messaging. They can hear, but we can't hear them now. Let me just unplug this thing because it was before.
Walker Bundle will be home.
Can you hear now?
Pauline Walker Bundy will be home.
Commissioner, could you unmute again and try talking again? Or Marilyn, can you?
We're talking. So it's clearly about the federal location, so it helps.
Why is it muted?
It's been shocking. Harrison said.
Stay.
You'll put a file on your dog.
Are they responding back or you
On text, but not. Can you hear me? Can somebody unmute and talk? Commissioner Harvey or somebody?
Can you hear me? I can hear you guys. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
We're patching.
I'm just. Okay.
Right, this is.
Yeah, I'll just stand still.
This is Tony. I can hear you.
Nobody touch anything. All right. So are we good now? Are you recording again?
We were always recording.
Oh.
So we cut all that.
Just as a note for the minutes, there was a little bit of a technical glitch. So we had a little bit of a recess, and we are now reconvening the board meeting. So thank you, everyone, for your patience and for sticking with us. So this might be a little bit more challenging now because now none of us can see the spreadsheet. So, Paul, I want you to use your best storytelling skills and walk us through the options.
We can see the spreadsheet now.
Oh, wow.
They can see it because I'm sharing it. But
well, we can't see it. So
they can't.
We'll have to trust you, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
All right, this could be it. Yeah, I could write on the whiteboard. That could work.
Well, let's wait and see if we need to.
Okay. So I ran those two scenarios between – so fully allocating the interest to the non-chapter and then the remainder of the 078. So one is allocating it for the formula. The other one's equally allocating it. In other words, that 107 divided by seven to the seven chapters. So on the one by formula, Anth chapter would have of the new allocation only again, 326,216. Denny Hotso would be 39,045. Mexican Water, 109,704. Navajo Mountain, 96,400. Oljeto, 261,667. Red Mesa, 189,036. Tisnos Post, 63,386. On the other where it's equally allocated, and if you want to, I was just going to run this right now. I can show the difference between the two, if that would be helpful. Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah, you logged in. Yeah, just jump on the Zoom. That's great. Okay, we at least can get board members looking at this.
All
right. Well, then the column L, or option B, is the one where it's equally from every chapter the same amount.
Chair?
Yes.
Just a question on the first scenario. It says formula allocated non-chapter. That's the amount we have on the non-chapter, right? And then
107,000.
Yeah, 107,000. And then on the second scenario, it's if you said you could, if it's equally distributed, then it goes, the 107,000 goes to the chapters, right?
So that 107 is the amount that we need to pull from the chapter accounts to cover the balance for the non-chapter.
Yeah, because we're all in the interest.
Yeah.
So that's just the amount over the interest that we still need. Okay. Good question. Thank you. All right, so we have the two options here. We can either work through another option, or we can discuss those two options. But any thoughts from the board on those two? And then when we're ready, we can move on accepting one of them as well. So thoughts from the board. Sure. Martha?
My thoughts would be I support the request from the Navajo Utah Commission and also the EIS for the road. So because it benefits them, it'll benefit the seven chapters. So if we could, you know, well, I would support the scenario B, even if their allocation kind of decreases, they're still going to get the other funding requests. It will still benefit them.
So scenario B, is that the
equally
equal?
Okay. It's equally allocated, yeah.
Okay.
Plus the interest. Fully.
We're even look, so I'm just trying to spitball the math here. My assumption is that the formula would, well, let's see here. Well, you want to just walk through like what the difference would be as far as how it would be impacted more. That would be perfect.
Sure.
Right. You can just show what the difference is. So.
Okay. So. What does that actually mean though? amounts are the difference between the two scenarios. If you, Aneth would have 20,000 less under scenario A than under scenario B. Denny Hotso would have 14,000 more under scenario A versus scenario B. Mexican Water would have 5,000 more on scenario A versus scenario B. Navajo Mountain would have 7,000 more on scenario A, scenario B. Oljeto would have 12,000 less under scenario A versus scenario B. Red Mesa would have 4,000 less on scenario A versus scenario B. It's like the optometrist. And then Cheese Nose Post would have 11,000 more under scenario A versus scenario B.
All right. Any questions from the board? Are there any other options we want to consider, or do you want to go ahead and take action on one of those scenarios?
So review that again. You would take how much would be in non-chapter, just for clarification.
So that,
and how much, and where's the interest, the 292 being allocated?
The interest would all be to non-chapter in addition to 107,000 from the FY23 severance tax allocation.
Okay.
Runs about 15,000 per chapter. 15,296 per chapter would be allocated. What is
this? This is Commissioner Harvey. I was going to suggest option B would be the less confusing and,
But was that a motion?
Yes, motion.
Okay, we have a motion sitting on the table. Any discussion to that motion? All right, let's go ahead and just do a roll call vote. We'll start online. Commissioner Harvey?
Approved to.
All right, and Patricia?
Welcome.
Lost Patricia. I don't know when we lost her.
Okay. Looks like we lost Patricia.
It'll be 15.
Hopefully she'll be joining back in, but
you text her.
In the meantime, Commissioner Stubbs? Okay, and Martha?
In favor.
All right, and then I'm an I as well. So with that, it is approved. All right, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. And thank you so much, Paul, for walking us all through that. I know it's complicated.
You got this still?
Takes a lot of work to get to that point, but very helpful to have our conversation. So thanks for walking us through that. Thanks. All right. And that actually kind of takes care of 3B and 3C because we did allocate the accrued interest as part of that allocation discussion. So with that, let's go ahead and move on to agenda item number 4, Board business grants expiring soon.
Okay.
Paul, do you want to walk us through those?
Yeah. So that's in your packet on, oh shoot, page, looks like page 9 in your packet. These are a list of grants that will expire in December, end of December. This is just a heads up. So the next board meeting we can maybe take action on these. And I will notify all the chapters, about their grants that they are expiring, and the status of those grants. Again, I just wanted to give the board a heads up.
Great. Thank you for that. Now let's go ahead and move on to agenda item number 5, project applications. So now that we've, reallocated some of those funding, we can, oh, whoops. No, we missed 4B. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for flagging on that, Paul. Sorry. So there is also, 4B, a discussion on, a resolution and a policy for governing of electronic meetings. Thank you for catching that we need to do this.
So that is on page 10 in your packets. I also have it shared on the screen for those who are still on Zoom. Actually, Chris could maybe talk better to the requirements. Is he still here?
He is.
Oh, yeah. If you want to, or I could keep talking.
Go ahead and jump in.
Okay. So, we need to have either a rule or a resolution covering our use of electronic meetings for this board. And this is some language that we put together with the Attorney General's office actually before Chris's tenure. This is, I think 1 or 2 AGs before. It talks about, just generally how we operate when we have electronic meetings, about notice. I guess for board members, I have packets and I think I'm sharing it for those online. So, if you want to take some time to read through this at all, or it's fairly, oh, good. Patricia's getting back on. It's fairly straightforward, I think. It talks about having, board members who are electronic as we have today, are fully voting, counted as part of a quorum and can vote and operate like everyone here. That's the big part of it. That's the important thing.
So that pretty much covers it. During COVID, you may recall that there was not an anchor location in certain circumstances when the chair thought that the health or safety of any physical participants would be compromised. And so that there will always be moving forward unless there's another pandemic or something else that might lead the chair to believe that the health and safety of the individuals would be compromised. There will always be an anchor location. So that's what this contemplates. And it just allows for holding electronic meetings and allows for the votes, those who are participating virtually to count. So it's just a formality to make sure that we're fully compliant.
And for today, this is just a resolution.
And a resolution is sufficient.
Have to be right. Yeah, it looks like pretty standard language. And Paul, thanks so much for catching this and putting it together. Are there any questions from the board for discussion on this item?
Yes, Commissioner Harvey, I don't have any question. It's pretty standard. I'd like to make the motion to approve, if that's in order.
All right, that is in order. Let's take that motion. Do I have a second? All right, we have a second? Sorry, who seconded it?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, Martha. Thank you. All right. Any discussion to the motion? All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, great. Patricia, were you able to join again?
She's back on. Patricia can hear us. Oh no. Patricia? No, she's on. I'm not sure.
It's like a technical difficulty switching. Or at least some of this, fortunately. All right. Well, with that, let's go ahead and go through the project applications and agenda item number 5. We've discussed some of these, but especially with the Red Mesa one, let's make sure we could go through and talk about those, and then we can take action on those. But Paul, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. So we have 4 requests from Red Mesa for a new home construction for four different families. And they are essentially the same on each one, the same size of home, 28 by 44, the $60,000 request. There's matching funds through the UNTF, sorry, Utah Navajo Trust Fund, for the same amount, $69,360 in matching on each of these. These were just approved a few minutes.
The trust fund approved their portions of what's listed here for the Red Mesa projects.
I should probably read the names of the people so we can get that in the record. Anita D, Glenn and Irene
Sewinyama.
Sewinyama, thank you. Anthony and Linda Eddy, Gordon and Blair, Mary Boy, Bitsini. It's the four families.
All right.
Yes, Commissioner Harvey, I want to make the motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion on the table to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, any discussion to the motion? And just to clarify, Commissioner, are you motioning to approve all of those from Red Mesa in one motion?
Yes, yes, I am.
I just wanted to make sure. All right. Then with that, all in favor say aye.
Did they end up?
Aye.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
The stretch. Yes.
They're sufficient.
Okay.
Good question.
Patricia, I didn't hear it. I don't know if you're on yet or not, but I want to make sure if you are, I give you a chance to vote. She's still not.
She's here. Back on. Patricia, can you hear us? Patricia, if you're on, if you can hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Patricia, we're just having a little bit of, I think you've been breaking up a little bit, so we've been having a little bit of trouble connecting with you, but hopefully you can hear us okay.
How do you vote?
And did you catch the last motion to approve the residents projects?
Is that in favor?
I voted in favor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on then to, and we can probably take 5E and 5F together as well. We did discuss these quite a bit, but yeah, Paul, if you want to go through these again before we take action on them.
Yes. Okay. So this is from the Navajo Utah Commission. These are the seven houses per chapter, $300,000 in non-chapter funds that we have available now, as a match for the Olin Walker Housing Loan Fund. Staff suggests that any motion be contingent upon, approval of the matching funds and also receiving the remaining, application materials for each recipient.
Are there any questions?
This is Commissioner Harvey. I make a motion with the stipulations recommended by administration.
All right.
Contingent upon.
We have a second.
Is that the same motion you're going to make,
yeah.
Martha? Okay. So we have a motion and I presume a second. Any discussion to the motion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. And Patricia?
Aye.
Yes, that's an aye.
All right, and then last one, the Oljedo Navajo Mountain Transportation Project.
Okay. That's $100,000 for the EIS, for the the environmental impact statement for the Oljedo Navajo Mountain Transportation Project, the road connecting those two communities, and that they will be using to put forward as a match for the Utah State Legislative funding that they're seeking. On this one also, we would the staff suggests that it should be contingent upon the matching funding, and you might want to possibly think about a time limit on those funds so that they can come back to the fund or to be used again if it goes on for
or it doesn't get approved for a long time.
That's a good idea, Paul. Is there a suggested time frame you would suggest? I'm assuming that the goal is to get some funding in this legislative session. So we can maybe revisit it in a year if no funding is appropriated. Would that be when we do it? I'm just trying. I know this project long. There's no other time. So.
Yeah.
No one in road.
Thanks.
Well, we can always, if we did a year as an example, we could always come back and revisit it.
Absolutely. It doesn't
reapprove the funding or reallocate it. So, all right. Any questions or discussion on this project?
As Commissioner Harvey, I'd like to make the motion with the recommendation to stipulate for being approved up to 1 year.
Commissioner Harvey. All right. And then we have a second from Martha. All right. Thank you. Is there any discussion to the motion?
Do you want to restate that motion so it's clear? I don't think everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah. Commissioner, do you want to just restate your motion?
Yes, I'm motioning to approve the allocation. The only stipulation is we're approving it up to a year based on it being match funded. That's pretty much my motion.
Everyone got that? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Commissioner Harvey?
Aye.
Tricia, was that an aye?
Yes.
All right. You have a yes. And I'm in favor as well. All right. The vote is unanimous. Thank you so much for helping us get through those. Let's go ahead and move now to agenda item number 6, board member issues. And first up is board member per diem and reimbursements. And I know there's some different things we need to do to make sure you get those if you are requesting them. So Paul, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, I was asked a question about this, after the last meeting. We are allowed a per diem and reimbursement for board members, for travel and for attendance at these in person at these meetings when we do it in person down here. In order for that to happen, however, well, a couple things have to happen. One is you can't be reimbursed by any other entity. So, if the commissioners or the chapter representatives are being reimbursed, we can't reimburse it on top of that. And in order to be reimbursed, we need to set up board members with an EIN, an employee identification number. Yes, that's all right. To do that, I need some information. So if there are board members that are interested in being reimbursed for their travel and then receiving a per diem for attendance at these meetings, I guess we can just talk afterwards and I can exchange the information that I need to get that done.
Any questions for Paul on that one? If not, like you said, he says definitely talk with him after. Any other questions you have? All right. And 6B, proposed meeting schedule. Looks like staff has some recommended options for us over the next couple of months. Before this meeting, however, we were discussing the possibility of moving that November 14th meeting to the 13th. The UNTF is going to be meeting that day in Monument Valley. So we were thinking perhaps doing it either right before or right after that meeting. Would the 13th work for members of the board?
Which is a Monday.
13th
was a Monday.
Yes, Monday the 13th. Would that work for everybody? We did that.
That works. That works for me.
What time? 11? Can we do a noon or something? Is this noon or after we do that?
So we could do later if we did the after the UNTF meeting.
We can recess the trust fund meeting if we have to.
Okay.
And then go into NRF meeting and then go back to the UNTF meeting.
Correct.
So noon would be okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's plan on doing that then for our next meeting, if it works for everybody, and then we can work with UNTF on the schedule and make sure.
Would you prefer 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 12?
As long as that.
Sometime during that.
12 hours.
Yeah, let's just plan to do it afterwards.
We'll probably have a 30-minute recess in there for lunch.
Great.
Okay. Commissioner Harvey and Patricia, does that time work for you on the 13th? The 13th at noon?
Somewhere between 11:30 and...
Sí, mucho bueno.
Give you in. Patricia, what was that, Patricia?
Repeat that, she says for me.
What worked for me?
Oh, okay. She said it works for me.
Oh.
Awesome. Yes.
Well, wonderful.
Well, it's going to be here.
It'll be at the Monument Valley Clinic building.
Oh, so we have to travel from here.
Yeah. Does that make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It will make a difference.
Would you prefer later then?
Yeah. So I can make it there? Or can it be soon?
There is a virtual option.
Okay. There will be. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we can fix, but we can go ahead and talk for one on.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. This has been a very interesting meeting. Anything else from staff before we?
The rest of the schedule for. I don't know how far we want it.
Yeah. So you got these other dates as tentative. February 20th.
That's right in the middle of the session. So,
probably stick a pin in that one and maybe move that to either January. And I think we're going to try it to the extent possible. When they overlap, align with the UNTF meetings, just so we can kind of, those who attend both, they'll have to make two trips.
I can prepare the UNTF board meeting schedule right away and then see where we might match up.
Perfect. So, yeah, we'll hold off on getting those on your calendar, but.
Awesome.
But we've at least got that next one scheduled, so I will look forward to it. And with that, I will accept a final motion. All right, we got a motion from motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And we have a second. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. All right, thanks so much, everybody.
Aye.
Very, very efficient work.
We have lunch ready here. I think it's fully.
Thanks, everybody.
Just go ahead and help yourself. It's Navajo hamburgers.
Ooh. If I look.